The people of Judah were in bad shape, but that's not how they saw themselves. Isaiah had a hard job, and his task was to show them who they really were. We've already seen some strong words in this book that rebuke these Jews for their moral and spiritual corruption. The text that we're about to look at in Isaiah 29 goes even deeper into their dark hearts. In verses 9 and 10, Isaiah said that they were spiritually drunk. Look at verse 9. "Stay yourselves and wonder, cry ye out and cry, they are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink." Now, the prophet had already said in chapter 5 that they were drunkards. Here he says that they were intoxicated in a different way, in a moral and a spiritual way. You see, a drunk person can't think straight. He's not sensible. And that's how these people were in regard to right and wrong. They were like a drunk man. So, in a sense, they were drunk even when they were sober. Does this sound like people today? In fact, the people in Isaiah were so intoxicated spiritually that they were like a drunk man who had passed out. Look at verse 10. "For the Lord has poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep and has closed your eyes, the prophets and your rulers, the seers he has covered." Verse 10 says that they were in a state of deep sleep and that God had closed their eyes. This was the very thing that God told Isaiah before he began preaching to them back in Isaiah 6, verses 9 through 11. In the second place, we find that they were spiritually unable to understand. Look at verses 11 and 12. The Bible says, "And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed, which men deliver to one that is learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he says, I cannot, for it is sealed." And then in verse 12, he says, "And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, read this, I pray thee. And he says, I am not learned." There was no way to get these people to listen. They were not going to change. Isaiah said that they were like people who had been given a book. Now, one of them said, when he was told to read it, "Well, I can't because it's sealed." And another one said, when he was told to read it, "Well, I can't read." And the point is simply that they were not going to hear God's word. Amazingly, though, these people acted like that they really loved God. Look at verse 13. "Wherefore the Lord said, for as much as this people draw near to me with their mouth, and with their lips they do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men." They talked a good talk, but their talk was cheap. Now, this is the very passage that Jesus quoted about the Jewish leaders of his day in Matthew 15, verses 7 through 9. These words describe the Jews of Isaiah's day. Jesus applied this verse to the Jews of his time, and these same words describe many people today. They talk a good talk in religion, but their heart is not into it. Now then, let's go to verse 15. They thought that they could hide from God. In verse 15, the Bible says, "Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Lord, and their works are in the dark, and they say, who sees us and who knows us?" They didn't think that God knew. They didn't believe God knew what was in their hearts. These people thought that they could outsmart God and get away with it. Their attitude was, "Who sees us anyway? Who knows?" But of course, Proverbs 15, verse 3 says that the eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the good and the evil. Now, all this brings us to verse 16. This is a very key passage. Of all the strong things said in this book, this is one of the most severe. Look at verse 16 of Isaiah 29. "Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he has no understanding?" They had things turned upside down, the King James says. The New King James Version says they had things turned around. The Hebrew word means perversion. They had things twisted, turned upside down, or perverted. They had things as backward as a jar of clay saying to the one who made it, "Well, you didn't make me," or "You don't understand." These people thought that they could get away with sin. They thought that they could outsmart and outmaneuver God. They acted like that they were above God. That's how they had things completely turned upside down. God was the creator, and they depended on Him, but they acted like that they were their own creator and depended on nobody but themselves. And how people in America need to listen to this verse. We have a motto, "One Nation Under God," but some people have turned this upside down. To them, we're one nation above God. They think God is there to serve us instead of the other way around. They think they're smarter than God and wiser than the Bible. And if there's anything people need to remember, it's that God is the Creator and that we are utterly dependent on Him for every breath of air we take and every bite of food that we eat. And all of our wisdom is nothing compared to Him. One of the main themes in the book of Isaiah is that God is the supreme being. He is the all-wise, all-powerful, all-present God. Many times in Isaiah, God is contrasted with idols, but He's also contrasted with feeble mankind. He's the potter, we're just the clay. Don't ever get that order turned upside down.